It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Competitive video gaming, or esports, is growing in popularity, with top leagues and players earning seven figures. New York has emerged as a hotbed of talent, with many top players hailing from Queens and Brooklyn. WNYC's Ryan Kyloth stopped by a storefront in Sunset Park that's become a popular training ground for local talent.
When he was little, Henry Sen moved into an apartment on Mott Street, right across from a video game arcade.
I believe I was like 6 years old, and my parents always told me, never go inside that place. Dangerous, you know?
They were afraid he would waste time on games instead of studying. Sen did plenty of studying, and now he runs the city's premier venue for competitive fighting games, with regular local tournaments for games like Tekken and Street Fighter.
Station 7, Professor Pangloss versus Defeat Lee. Station 8, Arcool versus Genghis Khan the 11th.
Sen's store is called Next Level, and the scene here is kind of like pickup basketball for video games, where professionals might pop in to see who's pushing the boundaries.
All the people I used to see on streams, they were all just there at the arcade playing, and I was like, wow, this is so sick. Like, I was starstruck.
That's 27-year-old Queens native Derek Ruffin. He hung out at Next Level as a kid, and now he's a highly ranked Street Fighter player who once won $250,000 in a global tournament. He's dropping in to train for Red Bull Kumite, another international contest.
It's come full circle. So many people have showed up. They're like, oh my God, you're just here randomly at this place in Brooklyn. I'm like, yeah, I live here.
In professional tournaments with high stakes, Ruffin says, the attitude is ruthless. But here in the local community, the focus is on sharing knowledge, showing each other cool new moves and learning how to defend against them.
The people in the New York scene have always been kind of the most dominant because we have the camaraderie, but we also have the cutthroat of us all wanting to be, like, improve and get better than one another.
That's why Ruffin is here now, trying out new moves and characters. At the single elimination Red Bull tournament last weekend, he came in 9th. He'll be back at Next Level soon for one of their regular tournaments. Ryan Kyloth, WNYC News.